Do Deal by Whore and Gummer. The one-sentence summary. It is possible to negotiate better, find hidden value and enrich relationships in the process. What the book says. We negotiate constantly in work and in life. Trying to get the best deal can feel like a tug of war without the fun. But what if the process was more collaborative and even laid the foundations for a strong future relationship? Important elements include identifying your natural negotiating style, developing strategies to deal with difficult situations and people, building trust and negotiating more collaboratively, and thinking creatively to enrich deal terms. Important steps for successful negotiation include the advantage of opening, using clear, direct, and confident language, remaining calm and avoiding generating anger, being completely prepared, keeping the other person in the conversation, avoiding an impasse, using an outside authority if relevant, and reframing the issue or issues. If you can't open the negotiation, then first identify their opening bid as an anchor, and then diffuse it by, for example, immediately stating that you were thinking of half as much. Work out what sort of negotiator you are from these five traits, taken from Richard Schell, author of Bargaining for Advantage. 1. Competing. That's assertive and uncooperative. 2. Collaborating. That's assertive and cooperative. 3. Compromising. Sits in between the other four traits. 4. Avoiding. That's passive and uncooperative. And finally, accommodating. That's passive and cooperative. Agree a process by asserting the details, such as the main points you want to reach or agreement on before moving on, the time frame for reaching a consensus, the venue for the negotiation, who will be involved at each stage, how you will conduct yourselves, and protocols for ending if the negotiation is not successful. Common setbacks include 1. The overwhelmer, someone who's patronising and playing hardball. 2. Impasse, when the deal hits a brick wall. 3. Ultimatum, take it or leave it, or a final offer. 4. Moving the goalposts. 5. Is there anybody out there? That's when people stop responding. 6. Boredom, when the process runs out of steam. 7. Let me check with my boss. That's a claim not to have authority. 8. Backseat negotiators. That's when someone's giving instructions from the wings. And 9. Mistake paralysis. You need to admit mistakes straight away and get back on track.